Hello, folks. It's Friday, and thank you for clicking and listening as I inform or entertain. I don't know how many of you may remember this, but last year I ran an episode about Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy. And what I was trying to explain in that episode was how I was basically not understanding not even the most intense and loyal fans of Mr. Combs really didn't seem to understand the true nature and reasons for his success. Because say whatever you want about Sean Combs, whether you love his music, hate his music, or for that matter, you really don't care that much one way or the other, many people simply don't realize how much he had to accomplish. You just have to respect him for being a very hardworking and savvy businessman. Yes, ever since Mr. Combs started in the music industry in the early 90s, he has indeed enjoyed a meteoric rise in both fame and fortune. This is not only in the music industry, but also in film and even in the apparel industry. And still, even all this does not include all his other various areas of interest, so I believe I know what I'm talking about. That in at least until the last 8 years, Mr. Combs has been a very busy guy indeed. Yet despite all of this, despite all of his fame and all of his fortune, it was planned by someone else. And apparently, Sean Combs still hasn't figured that out. And it's very likely he still won't until it's too late. I'm going to give you a very short and condensed version of not only the how and why of Mr. Combs came across, you know, his success, but when it's all going to be over. So stick around. Having cultural icons in this country is certainly nothing new. I want to argue that what America has had as stars or cultural icons pretty solidly goes back close to 100 years ago, and most solidly had a huge influence on American society for the last 70 years. And it's in that last 70 years in particular that I believe has really been so important. The truth of the matter is that the general public does not make cultural icons. It is, in fact, exactly the reverse. Cultural icons are created and allowed to thrive and exist as long as they serve their true purpose. And that true purpose, in turn, is to influence and control the attitudes and desires of the general public. As long as a cultural icon, or a star, to put it another way, is able or willing to do that, everything's fine. Until that icon, whether it be in music, film, writing, you name it, begins to disobey, or to use another old term, starting to bite the hand that feeds it. Sean Combs started biting the hands that feed him several years ago, and now, whether he knows it or not, his ass is in deep trouble. You see, this is nothing new. Allow me to diverge for a moment into some very interesting entertainment history that hopefully will illustrate my point. The unbelievable downfall of Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Hollywood, California, 1921, and Fatty Arbuckle is box office gold. He is the highest paid actor in the world, making the equivalent of $13 million under contract, and that's in today's dollars. An arguably staggering and unheard of salary for an actor at the time. Yet by September of that same year, Arbuckle would be completely blacklisted from Hollywood, never to appear in a feature Hollywood film again. The very condensed version was Arbuckle was having a party on September the 5th of 1921 at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. An inspiring actress, what would more, you know, accurately be referred to today as a party girl or socialite, named Virginia Rapp, 26, was at the party. Her and Arbuckle were briefly in a room together. She was very intoxicated. She was calling out in extreme pain. She was eventually removed and put in another room. When her condition didn't improve, she had a pre-existing medical condition, by the way. She was taken to the hospital, but she eventually died on September the 9th. A woman attending the party, another woman, claimed and gave the impression that she believed Arbuckle had raped Rapp, and because of Arbuckle's great weight of 266 pounds, had ruptured her bladder, causing her eventual death. It was an absolute media sensation that lasted three trials, but in the end, Arbuckle was completely cleared of all charges. But by then, it was too late. The proverbial damage had been done, and Arbuckle's career was over. Now, I realize that on the surface, you might be thinking, what the hell does this have to do with Sean Combs? What possible parallels am I trying to draw? If you hung around this long, you'll be rewarded with finding out. You see, then as now, actors and entertainers in particular often have a tendency to develop very big egos that come with their great fame and great fortune. I feel that Sean Combs is no exception. What I didn't mention in that very short story concerning the downfall of Arbuckle was that he had really offended and pissed off some very prominent and important people in the business in the previous several years in Hollywood. And the entertainment industry as a whole, of which I speak with some experience, have long memories. Say good morning, and I hope you have a nice day to someone. They might remember that sentiment for 10 minutes. But tell someone to drop dead and go to hell, they'll remember that for a lifetime. There have been several occasions in the last few years where Mr. Combs has done the equivalent of exactly that, telling some very big corporate movers and shakers to basically drop dead and go to hell, and he is definitely going to pay the price. In addition to the powers that be, in just one case alone, his numerous inflammatory and potentially racist anti-Semitic comments in an industry that has a large number of Jewish executives and owners, by the way, are more than eager to make Combs aware of their displeasure of those comments. And in addition, from a marketing perspective, due to the realities of his age, he is simply far less relevant than he once was. As younger audiences naturally relate and turn to entertainers closer to their own age. So as he continues to lose social traction, all those corporate endorsements quickly begin to dry up. Already several have. I have watched this happen time and time again. I'm not going to say that Mr. Combs is going to be broke tomorrow, but what I am saying is that it's entirely possible, if not likely, that it could happen within 2 to 5 years. Just mark my words. I don't want to be misunderstood. I don't want to see anyone destitute, not even an obnoxious prima donna like Sean Combs. But if he doesn't start choosing his words very carefully and make some serious apologies very quickly, I feel pretty certain about his fate. Regardless, there is one thing they can never take from him: his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame he received in 2008. No star can ever be taken away from an entertainer, regardless of what they may have done in their life. You can check it. It's gold. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.